You see, there is another dynamic which I want to introduce in this discussion, and that has to do with a cartoon that has been released by the Bharatiya Janata Party. The cartoon is very interesting. First of all, I would like our viewers to see a short excerpt of that cartoon. It's about 4 minutes. You can go on YouTube, check the BJP handle and see. Just a short excerpt here, and then we'll analyze. There is a subtle message from the BJP. Modi, you see Modi in a contrast with the Congress, only the Congress, not other regional parties. You see Sonia Gandhi and Rahul, who feature in the in this cartoon, but not other players. There is also a clear attempt to position Modi against Rahul Gandhi in order to create a Rahul versus Modi contest for 2024. There is a constant effort at revisiting the past to politically demonize the Congress party. There are comments like Chaiwala, Neech, all of them have been highlighted. And key schemes of the Modi government have been shown in contrast, against an abusive Congress. There are allegations like Rafael, which has also been shown in the tune. And a very clear message where there are lots of, a very angry and agitated Rahul versus a very calm and determined Narendra Modi. So that's the key message as far as this cartoon is concerned. But you see, this BJP tune, is this the way the battle is going to go in 2024? We have Manjul, who's a noted cartoonist, who's with us. Mr. Manjul, I want to come to you now. I don't know whether you've seen this cartoon or not, which has been released by the BJP. The BJP started doing this a lot. They use cartoon strips for their messaging. It has often been said that they're better at using campaigning tools than perhaps their opponents. But do you think that this messaging, or could you find some other hidden messaging in this cartoon which the BJP is trying to use to communicate to its constituents?
Thank you, Sanket. See, I never had any doubt that BJP doesn't recognize the power of cartoon. The kind of pressure as a cartoonist I have faced in the past six, seven years, I know that they know the power of the cartoon. Okay, and they want to use it in their own favor. But if you look at it, this particular film, I have watched it today only after I got an invitation from anything. So I have noticed a couple of things. And I'm pretty sure that many viewers will also notice it. Like, Notbandi is not there in the cartoon. Like, GST is not there in the cartoon. Mm. Both the things we were told that
there are certain events conspicuous by their absence.
Yeah. Mm. We were told that those were masterstroke by Modi Gong. So,
very see, the interesting.
The thing is, this you cannot expect from a political party to release a film, whether it is cartoon or whether it is an ad film or whatever, to highlight their failures. They will always try to
show your achievements.
Their message.
But this contrast with only the Congress, what do you make of this? Only Congress, no other opposition leader, no Kejriwal, no BRS, no Mamata Banerjee, only Congress.
See, the reason, one reason is that they have invested heavily on Congress. Like, they have invested 12, 13 years to demonize Congress and Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi. If in people's mind, if they look Modi against Rahul Gandhi, So that gives, that definitely gives Modi an edge. Probably BJP wants that edge. Like I told you, that they are not talking about Notbandi, they are not talking about GST. Hmm. They are, so in the same manner, they are talking about Rahul Gandhi.
Okay, Miss Singh wants to come in. Miss Tavleen Singh wanted to come in. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to say two things. Hmm. One is that the Congress is the only other national party that we have. We're heading to 2024. We have a general election. The Congress Party cannot be, I mean, is the only challenge to the BJP. What I find interesting and puzzling is that on the one hand, we have the BJP talking about how Modi is the most popular leader in the world. They love saying that, you know. He's in the world the most popular leader. And it's true, his approval ratings are very high. So why is he insecure? Is it insecurity? Or is he trying to target Rahul Gandhi because he likes the fact that when he is up against Rahul Gandhi, he is seen as the most serious leader?
I think that's it. Yeah, Shama Mohammed. First of all, I just want to know from you, Shama Mohammed, is this also a realization within the Congress party that Rahul Gandhi is going to be your big face in the lead up to 2024?
I mean, there is no doubt about that. I mean, there's no denying it. And what we see right now is every
So even if we are not a presidential election format, yet we see a Rahul Gandhi versus Modi contest.
See, Rahul Gandhi is our leader, and that's very clear. Now, what I would like to say is, Ms. Tavleen saying, I'm happy that she is on this, this time, she's on our side more than Mr. Modi. But what I would like to say is that
I'll give you a right to reply, Ms. Singh. Don't worry.
Yeah. So what I would like to say is that the Bharatiya Janata Party is rattled. Must say rattled by Rahul Gandhi. Every time they say, "Ye kaun hai? Kuch nahi karega. Dekho ye." They call him names. But at the end of the day, they get very rattled when Rahul Gandhi speaks in Parliament. When Rahul Gandhi speaks abroad, they really are rattled. Number two, Ms. Chaudhary, somebody I have huge respect for. She said what Rahul Gandhi had said abroad, and he clearly said also there that this is our internal problem, it's our problem, and we have to solve it. But Ms. Chaudhary, 2014 onwards, 2016, 2017, what did Mr. Modi say in China, Korea, and even Muscat? In China and Korea, he said, China, one is ashamed to be an Indian before 2014. The other place, he said, it was a sin to be an Indian before 2014. All the business people are leaving. It was a sin. So that means he's insulting all Indians. He's insulting freedom fighters like Gandhiji, Jawaharlal Nehru, Vallabhbhai Patel, including Vajpayee, their own Advani, everybody, every leader, every Indian.
Okay, I think I've got the point. I've got your point, Shama Mohammed. Please do hold on. We'll come back. We'll come back. Ms. Shama Mohammed, as well as Tavleen Singh, Ms. Chaudhary, Mr. Gupta, and Mr. Soni. My request to you is please stay on. We're going to come back in a short break, in a short while, and we'll continue this discussion. Left, right, and center continues after the short break. Kailash ji, mera sawal ye hai. कि आप देखिए कांग्रेस लगातार ये कह रही है कि आप कह रहे हैं राहुल गांधी ने विदेश में जाकर के बदनाम कर दिया, भारत की बेइज्जती की, और यहाँ पर वो लगातार वो सारे पुराने वक्तव्य और बयान प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं जहाँ प्रधानमंत्री मोदी खुद चाहे वो चीन हो, साउथ कोरिया हो, यूएस हो, ऑस्ट्रेलिया हो, कहीं भी हो, वो वहाँ पर बहुत सारे ऐसे बयान दे रहे हैं जिसमें वो राजनीतिक रूप से बुराई कर रहे हैं, 70 साल से कुछ नहीं हुआ ऐसा बोल रहे हैं, ये कह रहे हैं कि पहले लोग सोचते थे कि क्या हमारी किस्मत खराब है कि हम हिंदुस्तान में पैदा हो गए, एक पांव हमारा उनका वैसे ही बाहर था, तो ये देश की बेइज्जती नहीं हुई, ऐसा क्यों?
देखिए मोदी जी जो बात कर रहे हैं वो नीतिगत कर रहे हैं, पॉलिसी के अनुसार कर रहे हैं कि क्या पॉलिसी अडॉप्ट करना थी और क्या की है और जन सरोकारों पे किस तरह के काम हुए हैं। उनने जैसे अपने पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कहा कि हम 1 रुपया भेजते थे, नीचे 15 पैसा पहुंचता था, उनकी स्वीकारोक्ति है, उनने नीतिगत मसले उठाए हैं। राष्ट्र की कोई अपमानजनक बात ये टॉलरेटेबल नहीं है कि इस देश में डेमोक्रेसी ही नहीं है, इस देश में लोकतंत्र नहीं है, हमें बोलने नहीं दिया जाता। ये कौन बोलेगा, इस बात को कौन स्वीकार करेगा, ये विषय है। मोदी जी जो बोल रहे हैं वो नीतिगत बोल रहे हैं और ठीक बोल रहे हैं, जनता की उस पर स्वीकारिता है क्योंकि उसने भुगता है, इसलिए बोल रहे हैं। और अब हमने क्या प्रमोट किया है, क्या हमने प्रगति की है, ये इस ढंग का उनका भर्सन सारे देशों में है। मोदी जी को मालूम है कि किस देश में और क्या बोलना और देश के संदर्भ में क्या बोलना।
जी,
ये कोई ना समझ आदमी नहीं है।
ओके ओके,
12 साल के मुख्यमंत्री है,
7
साल के प्रधानमंत्री है।
Right to reply to Shama Mohammed, please. Yes, Shama Mohammed, you heard the response of Mr. Soni.
Volume is not clear. I couldn't hear much. One he said is that Nitiyon
he's saying he spoke on policy. He spoke on what was the reality. The reality of the time.
Basically, unko bata dijiye ki Nitiyon ke upar kaisa hota hai. Sharma na chahiye 2014 ke pehle. You have, aap yahan hai, Hindustani hai. तो वो कैसे पॉलिसी होता है, मैं समझ सकती हूँ कि पॉलिसी क्या होता है, कि नीतियों क्या होता है, हमको भी समझ आता है ना। हम आप नहीं सोचिए कि जनता इस देश का बुद्धू है, वो मत सोचिए। जब आप बोलते हो कि शर्म आना चाहिए तो उसका मतलब क्या है, ये गुनाह है आप हिंदुस्तानी है 2014 के पहले, उसका मतलब क्या है। और आप जाके बोलते हो कि दूसरे देश में कि कांग्रेस पार्टी भ्रष्ट है, कौन जेल जा चुके हैं कांग्रेस पार्टी से, आपके जो येदुरप्पा है 2011 में जेल जा चुके हैं भ्रष्ट होने के कारण से, आप उसका जवाब दे दो। हमारी पार्टी से कौन जा चुके हैं जेल, आप बताइए, नाम दे दीजिए। आप आरोप लगाते हैं लेकिन कौन कन्विक्टेड है, एक ही है येदुरप्पा। तो आप इस तरह के आरोप मत लगाओ, हमको पता है कि आपको इस टॉपिक से डिस्कस नहीं करना चाहते हो। आप जो अडानी जी है उनके बारे में बात नहीं करना चाहते हो, पता है कि अडानी और मोदी के बहुत अच्छा संबंध है। आपके जो फाइनेंस मिनिस्ट्री, व्हाट डिड दे डू, उन्होंने कहा था कि 2000 जब वो एयरपोर्ट्स दिया था, 6 एयरपोर्ट्स, उन्होंने कहा कि उनके ऊपर इसके ऊपर आपत्ति था, नहीं देना चाहिए था 6 एयरपोर्ट इनके ऊपर, ये तो फाइनेंस मिनिस्ट्री ने कहा, हमने नहीं कहा है। उन्होंने ऑब्जेक्शंस रेज किया।
ओके, बिफोर आई गो बैक टू मिस्टर कैलाश सोनी, मिस्टर सोनी कैन यू हियर मी, कैलाश जी मेरी आवाज आ रही है आप तक, थोड़ा सा डिले है तो आई हैव टू चेक।
जी आ रही है, बराबर आ रही है।
जी तो शमा मोहम्मद का ये कहना है कि आप मुख्य मुद्दों से संसद में भाग रहे हैं, आप चाहते ही नहीं है कि एक चर्चा हो हिंडनबर्ग पे, एक चर्चा हो जिसमें ये पता चले
ना कि अडानी के ऊपर किसने
क्या रिप्लाई कहा। यस मिस्टर कैलाश सोनी,
अपने अपने सरकार ने कहा है,
मिस्टर सोनी
ऐसा कौन सा मुद्दा है जिस पे डिस्कशन नहीं हुआ, और इन्हें किसी डिस्कशन से संतोष नहीं होता। किस तरह के झूठे आरोप पेगासस के लगाए, किस तरह के झूठे आरोप रफाल के लगाए, सुप्रीम कोर्ट के वर्डिक्ट आ चुके हैं, हमने वही बात कही, कांग्रेस भ्रष्ट है, जो बात राजीव गांधी जी ने स्वीकार की है, इसमें कोई अपमानजनक बात नहीं है। आपके प्रधानमंत्री जी ने ये आरोप लगाया कि हम 1 रुपया भेजते नीचे आता है, इन्हें डेमोक्रेटिक किसी इंस्टीट्यूशन पे कोई विश्वास नहीं है, सुप्रीम कोर्ट पे विश्वास नहीं है, सारे मामलों पे सुप्रीम कोर्ट के वर्डिक्ट आ चुके हैं।
यस, वन मोमेंट,
आपने जो बात कही है अडानी जी वाली, अडानी जी का मामला भी सुप्रीम कोर्ट चला गया, सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने अपने सुप्रीम कोर्ट के जज की अध्यक्षता में 6 सदस्यीय कमेटी बना दी, और क्या चाहिए, अभी दूध का दूध पानी का पानी हो जाएगा। हम आपके माध्यम से कहना चाहते हैं, हम कोई अडानी के और अडानी के नियम विरुद्ध कोई काम के साथ नहीं है, लेकिन इस देश के व्यापारियों की भी एक अहम भूमिका है आजादी की लड़ाई में भी। आपसे हम पूछना चाहते हैं कि यदि आजादी के आंदोलन में घनश्याम दास बिरला, जमुना दास बजाज नहीं होते तो पूज्य महात्मा जी का आंदोलन आजादी का सफल नहीं होता।
जी बिल्कुल, आई वांट टू कम इन हियर बिफोर शमा मोहम्मद, बिफोर यू रिप्लाई लेट मी गेट इन अदर्स आल्सो। यस, लेट मी गेट इन अदर्स आल्सो। नीरजा चौधरी,
जांच भी हो रही है।
नीरजा चौधरी, डू यू फील नंबर 1 दैट वी आर हेडिंग फॉर अ वेरी क्लियर राहुल गांधी वर्सेज नरेंद्र मोदी फाइट अहेड ऑफ 2024? इट सूट्स बोथ, It suits the Congress party to project him as the big leader. It suits the BJP because there is this internal calculation that it's much better to deal with one opponent than many opponents. And an opponent that you have beaten twice.
Sanket, I will answer that and then I want to just respond to what Shama has said. Yeah. Is that Tavleen gone or is she here?
I'll just check.
Okay. Now the
not
first
here
point
at the
is,
moment, yeah.
Okay. Your point, does it make it into a Rahul versus Modi? Yes. The whole controversy and the way it's played out has projected, or the Congress has attempted to project Rahul Gandhi as the main adversary from the opposition to Narendra Modi. And they have succeeded in this to an extent. For the BJP, it's always beneficial, they feel, that to have it Rahul versus Modi. A fight in which they think they will be able to get the better of Rahul. Mm. Win. Now, as far as 2024 is concerned, it may help the Congress to position Rahul as the leader, not just of the Congress, but of the entire opposition. But does that revive the Congress party? Does that help the Congress win elections? And does it lead to opposition unity, which is going to be critical for the opposition in 2024? Unless if the Congress can get its tally up to 100 seats, the game will change. The message will go to all the democratic institutions of India. If the entire opposition by coming together can bring down the BJP tally to 220, the game will change.
Hmm.
It will not change by simply projecting Rahul Gandhi as the leader.
Hmm.
This is my view.
Interesting. And now I also... Anisha Chaudhary, I also want you to comment.
Quick point to Shama. Very quick point to Shama.
Yeah, sure.
And that is, you know, it's a request to the Congress. Rahul Gandhi takes a swipe at journalists. You are virtually saying you're sold out the moment he steps into a press conference. Now, I would say even now, you know, the comment too about Tavleen. You know, you have always been with Modi. I would please request you, answer the arguments. Don't look at the message, not the messenger. Because there has to be a dignity between politicians and the media. We are doing our role and you are doing your role.
Yeah, but I also feel, Ms. Neelja Chaudhary, that once you are in this profession, you have to develop a very, very thick skin.
Can I answer?
Especially if you are a cartoonist like Manjul. Thick skin.
Can I answer?
You have to be thick-skinned to criticism.
Can I answer?
No, one moment. I have to get in. Mr. Gupta also has been patiently waiting and then I'll come back to you. Mr. Gupta, a quick word on that cartoon. I'll want to ask that question to Kailash Soni also. I don't know if you've seen that cartoon or not. It's a four-minute cartoon.
Seen.
Oh, so what are your comments? You feel this is a deliberate attempt at projecting a Congress versus BJP fight for 2024?
Yeah, that is very clear. That's very clear. They want Rahul versus Modi contest. And
glossing over the controversial issues. For instance, Rafael was mentioned.
So every party will do that. Every
but Hindenburg wasn't.
COVID
deaths wasn't.
Every GST party
wasn't.
Will put its best foot forward. And no party will like to put things which are embarrassing.
So you think Congress should release its own cartoon?
Of course, Congress should use all propaganda machinery to put their best foot. But what I say is that right now the entire opposition stands divided. So the only national party right now which can challenge Mr. Modi is Congress. So that's why it's trying to denigrate the Congress. It's trying to blame the Congress for everything what has been ill, because Congress has also been in power for longest time. But at the same time, I also feel that BJP is running from a debate, although the parliament is the only place where a purposeful debate can take place.
Hmm.
And that is a place where opposition can seek answers.
Kailash ji, I want to ask you a question. And then we'll end it with...
Can I just reply to what he said?
Okay, quickly, please.
No, he mentioned one Miss Chaudhary. I never said what she is with Modi. That I have to make it clear. I said, good, she's with us today. That's all. So that doesn't mean she's with them. No, that's putting words in my mouth. To Kailash ji, what I wanted to say is that unhone kaha ki Supreme Court. And ye Supreme Court, which is monitoring, wo ek academic committee hai. Okay. Now, this academic committee is basically looking into the regulatory body, SEBI. That's what their job is. SEBI ke upar kya hai, kya galti hai, kya sab. Now, this academic committee cannot do summons. It cannot do a criminal investigation. It cannot check out the data. They do not have the power. The one who has the power to do criminal investigations is the JPC. They can summon anybody they want. They can get the data. Wo sab JPC kar sakte hai. Lekin jo ye
lekin
jo
TMC kya kar raha hai? What is the TMC saying, Shama Mohammed? They are saying that we all know what a JPC will result in.
See, why do we have a democracy? Democracy with different opposition parties will have different views. No, that is their viewpoint. I'm the Congress party. We ran a government. So
okay,
very
quickly. I get your point. Shama Mohammed, now I want to ask you a question. Shama, now I want to ask you a question on this cartoon. Shama, limited time. And thus I want to... Shama Mohammed, one moment. Now my question to you on this cartoon. I don't know whether you have seen it or not. Have you?
Yeah, so I have not seen it, but I heard what you said. I want them to add in that cartoon, Jersey cow, hybrid bacha, vidwa ke khate, supranaka, then 50 crore ki girlfriend. Wo sab karo na. Aap chai wale ye sab bol rahe ho, to ye sab bhi karo. Kisne shuruaat
ki? Why don't you make a cartoon? Even the Congress should release a cartoon strip.
Cartoon karwa rahe ho. Itne darte ho aap Rahul Gandhi se. Isi liye sab kuch kar rahe ho. Aap daro mat. Pehle. Haddi dikhao. Narendra Modi ko aake bol do ki yes, we are doing a JPC. I have nothing
okay,
to hide.
Manjul, as well as Mr. Kailash Soni, very quickly. Manjul, do you feel that a response to a cartoon or a creative form should be another creative form? And this has happened in the past, by the way.
No, why should we follow what they want to do? Why should they set the narrative? Who are they?
Yeah, question for Mr. Manjul, please.
We will decide what we will do. We are not going to go what they are going to put the
sure,
narrative.
Sure, question for Mr. Manjul, please.
What they are doing.
Mr. Manjul, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, your
actually,
response.
She was speaking. I didn't want to cut.
Sorry, I couldn't hear. Sorry about that. Sorry.
See, the thing is, whatever you may say, but this is not kind of cartoon film or something. Yeah? This is basically a propaganda view. Okay. And obviously, the opposition is free to come up with their own propaganda video against it. So, they are absolutely free. They want to do it, they can do it. But this is basically a political fight, and I'm not very sure that BJP is going to keep running such cartoon movie films for another year. I think this is just a start. Probably they will change it with the time, because still the elections are some, like, 400 days away. So this is just their first. But you are absolutely right that if somebody wants to criticize something, it would be better if they do it in the same form.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Kailash Soni? आपने सुना कांग्रेस का क्या कहना है? उनका ये कहना है कि आपने कार्टून स्ट्रिप तो बना दी, उसमें आपने नोटबंदी नहीं डाली. जीएसटी में जो तकलीफ हुई वो नहीं डाली, और जो नरेंद्र मोदी ने जो बयान दिए हैं या भारतीय जनता पार्टी के नेता जो बयान देते हैं वो भी नहीं है उसमें. पूरी बात कीजिए.
एक तो बात बड़े हास्यास्पद बात उनने कही कि राहुल गांधी से डरते हैं. अरे इस आदमी को थोड़ी सी भी समझ हो, ये देश जो है अब नादानों का देश नहीं है. हमारी डेमोक्रेसी जवान नहीं, प्रौढ़ हो चुकी है. ये मिथक दिमाग से निकाल दो कि नेताओं को ज्यादा समझ में आता है. पत्रकारों से, नेताओं से जनता आगे है, और जनता बार बार फैसला कर रही है. आपकी कोई बात देश को जच नहीं रही है, गले नहीं उतर रही है. और
तो
मोदी जी को उनका क्या संबंध तुम स्थापित करोगे अपने अडानी से? जो आदमी अपनी मां के लिए सामान्य अस्पताल में इलाज कराता है, जो आदमी कोई स्पेशल प्रिविलेज अपने सगे भाई को नहीं देता, जिस आदमी ने पैसा क्यों कमाएंगे मोदी जी? मोदी जी ने कोई अपने लिए मकान बनाया, अपने पुश्तैनी मकान में दो ईंट नहीं जोड़ी, वो आदमी अडानी के लिए क्या स्पेशल प्रिविलेज देगा? यह सामान्य बात समझ लो, मोदी का कोई मुकाबला नहीं है, इसलिए नहीं है कि मोदी का आचरण श्रेष्ठ है और जनता उस पर भरोसा कर चुकी है। और ये सारे जो जमानत पे लोग हैं, इनका कितने ही समूह बन जाए, कोई पोलराइजेशन हो जाए, जब देश की जनता को भरोसा हो जाए अपने नेता पे, तो उसका तोड़ केवल आचरण से है। आपको हम निःशुल्क सलाह देना चाहते हैं मैडम चौधरी जी को कि आप जरा आचरण सीखिए। मोदी जी को यदि ऐसा आचरण देश में पैदा करिए कि आपकी बात में लोग भरोसा करें, ऐसा इनेक्टमेंट करिए, ऐसी नीति अडॉप्ट करिए कि लोग आप
शमा मोहम्मद क्विक राइट टू रिप्लाई, वी रनिंग आउट ऑफ टाइम प्लीज। या शमा
मोहम्मद, मोदी जी ये है वो है, उनके एक एमपी ने कहा है कि गॉड से देश वक्त है। अभी बताइए क्या कार्रवाई की है मोदी उनके ऊपर, वो प्रज्ञा ठाकुर के ऊपर बोला सांसद के अंदर देश वक्त है, और जिन्होंने हमारे बापू का हत्या किया, मोदी ने क्या कहा, मैं माफ नहीं करूंगा, क्या क्या बताइए।
हम तो ये कहते हैं कि LIC ने जवाब दिया, आपके पास अडानी के नियम विरुद्ध क्या काम किया, उसको हमने कानून में छूट कहां दी, हमने ऐसी छूट नहीं दी
कि आप लाखों करोड़ों की जमीन कोणियों में खरीद ले।
वन बाय वन प्लीज, वन बाय वन प्लीज, वन बाय वन।
मैडम बाड्रा को मकान कौन से कायदे में आपने अलाट कराए? अरे क्या जवाब दोगे, कोई आदमी नहीं बचेगा
पाकिस्तान के साथ।
ओके नाउ इट विल बी सच अ प्रिविलेज, ladies and gentlemen, it will be such a privilege. I have come to the end of the discussion, but it will be such a privilege to have the same heated debate and discussion inside parliament, that the parliament functions and we see the same heated discussion inside parliament. Waiting for that day, let's hope it is tomorrow. Thank you very much to all of you all for joining us. Thank you.